I'm recording, so that's the first step for this training. The second step is actually to just share the kind of like agenda, how we will go through this training. Basically, I will present imposter syndrome introduction, I will share my story, and then we will have like actionable steps, like how to fix it. But also, all my story is actually the example how you can fix imposter syndrome. And then like in the end, for people who are joining this call, you will have some time to maybe ask questions, or we can go through your specific example so you can see in practice like how you are able to fix your imposter syndrome, like basically by yourself. You don't need me, you can do it on your own, but also if you want to do that like faster, then like you can work with me. So that's perfect introduction to actually start this training. And the best feeling about this training is actually when I catch my thought preparing this how to fix imposter syndrome training to actually that I got that feeling that maybe I will not be good enough to actually share the knowledge. And that's the best feeling because now I'm able just like to catch that thought in just like in seconds. I'm going through like my steps and then like I'm fixing imposter syndrome just like in few seconds. So I'm avoiding any further like feeling that I'm not good enough, that I will not have any expertise because I know that I fixed that for my case. I have learned that like from the other people, and now I'm teaching other SEO professionals how to do it. But definitely you are having these kinds of thoughts in every situation, especially if you are as professional as I am. I think every day we are having some thoughts and feelings that we will not be able to do something. And that's the thing, because in the SEO industry and like in the industry of the professionals in general, people are just talking that they're having imposter syndrome, that it's normal, that it's expected, but nobody is talking that actually you can fix it and you can fix it very easily. So that is something that I want to teach you today. So for the people who doesn't know me, I am Adriana Vujadin. I am SEO manager and coach for SEO professionals. So if you wonder how these two titles in one, I will share my story. So basically, I am SEO manager and I'm working in the consulting company called Afirma. So I have been there almost 3 years, 3 years and maybe 2 months. And I started there as an SEO specialist. So as you may know, me starting as an SEO specialist in English, which is not my native language, in the SEO industry that is fast-pacing, that you are learning every day something new, that you don't know so many things. You can imagine how insufficient, how inadequate, how I had the feeling that I'm not good enough. Probably you're facing that like the same. So when I started as an SEO specialist, me coming to Dublin and my hometown is Bosnia. So basically, every kind of like imposter syndrome on level pro, I had it. Like, is it language? Is it SEO? Is it like working with American people, working with like professional people? Then I have clients for the States. Like, they are amazing. Like, their English is perfect. They know, like, people are more than like 20 years in the industry, and then like me, a little Adi is coming from Banja Luka and just like kind of like being a consultant with the people who are like more experienced than me. So how I was handling my imposter syndrome is actually I was getting up at 6 a.m. I was learning, I was buying like so many different courses, I was watching as many videos on daily basis, basically just like collecting knowledge, because I was thinking that actually learning more will get me to the point that I will not feeling that I'm not good enough for my SEO clients, for my SEO manager, for my marketing team. Because when I was watching all these people, like everybody saying just like, learn more technical things. Like you really need to be like technical person for SEO. Or if you have like coding knowledge, that's perfect. You also need to have like marketing knowledge. So grow that up. Then I was buying like so many different courses, just like gaining that knowledge so much. It doesn't help me a lot, but I was, I will just mute this a little baby. So maybe this baby is going to be a SEO professional as well. So that was my kind of like the biggest misconception about imposter syndrome, that learning more technical SEO things will help me. Another misconception is actually will years of the experience, with the more experience, you will fix that. So you will feel that you are good enough. Huge misconception, because like, even when I was having like more and more experience, like I was feeling a little bit better, but actually like I was still feeling like, oh, I need to learn more. I need to have like more experience. So like, experience is a little bit like growing, and I'm feeling a little bit like better, but I'm still having that feeling that I will be fired, that my clients will say that I don't know SEO enough. Like everything is just like growing, because in the core, I'm feeling insufficient. So whatever I do, I'm just like growing that like even imposter syndrome, like even bigger. So the second misconception is actually having a more experience. The third misconception of the imposter syndrome is actually that imposter syndrome is helping you to grow, because that is kind of like your kind of like a good critique besides you, that they are like pushing you, like, yeah, you are not feeling good enough, so you are learning more, so you will be better, like you will grow faster. But you don't need to feel that you're not good enough to succeed in your career, because like you can even like succeed in your career like from the place that you are good enough, and then having that like curiosity like to learn more, to actually grow, because then you are growing even faster, and your body is kind of in the peace, because you don't need to be destroyed to actually grow in your SEO industry, because like there is a way how you can grow even just like from normal way. The fourth misconception is actually this: imposter syndrome is normal. Imposter syndrome is something that is expected to have. And then like for people who are in the industry, like you are expecting, yeah, like it's normal, like everybody has imposter syndrome, so I will just like have that, I will feel bad, and I will kind of like, yeah, that's the life, like that will help me to grow, because everybody in the SEO industry is having that. The fifth misconception about the imposter syndrome is actually that people even like with 10 years of experience, and like we are seeing like all these professional popular people from LinkedIn, from conference, they are coming and they are saying, yeah, I have still imposter syndrome. And then like me, like with just like 1 or 2 or 3 years of experience, like I'm kind of like, yeah, of course, like they are like huge experts in the SEO, they are having imposter syndrome. Yeah, of course that I will have that tool, just like continue feel bad every day, because like that is like what like we can't live without that. And I was kind of like, just as I said, like working like that. My huge passion was SEO, like I was learning, I was like every day working, but honestly I didn't enjoy, because in the end of the day, like I was feeling bad, I was feeling like tired, I was feeling that I'm not enjoying, I was sweating all the day, I was having like anxiety, like for the first time in my life, and I'm coming from Bosnia, so we have like there a lot of problems, but anxiety is not one of them. So basically, I didn't even know that I have anxiety, because like that's totally some kind of like new feeling that I didn't know how to handle. And then I was just the biggest thing with all these like years is actually that I was get promoted at job, like everybody saying that I'm good at my job. And that felt a little bit better, but just like in few maybe minutes, maybe just like 1 hour, like after I get this feedback from my manager, from my client, and I said like, oh yeah, finally, like I got this feedback, I will not be fired, all everything is fine. But after 1 hour, the next day, I'm feeling completely the same, because it's just the way. And definitely I will talk about like this feedback when we are getting from the other people, maybe in another time, because if that feedback is not coming from us, then it will pass in just like few minutes or a few hours. We really need to be like our biggest support, and then we are going to feel much more better. But that's another topic. I'm coming back to imposter syndrome. And after like two years, I was even like promoted to senior SEO specialist. I was getting like more clients, bigger responsibility. I was promoted to SEO manager, and I was like, yeah, now I'm SEO manager. Now everything will disappear, because like manager believes me, like I'm able to like be SEO manager. But like in the reality, it wasn't like that. The same feelings, like even like more, because I was getting like, oh, I'm now SEO manager, I really need to be like even better, I really need to communicate with my SEO clients better, my SEO strategy needs to be like on the level pro, my SEO audits needs to be like so comprehensive. So basically, with the new title of the SEO manager, my imposter syndrome has been even grown to the like the highest level. And I was like, something is wrong, because like it's impossible that like I'm learning. I'm now having like even like more years of experience. Before, I was coming with a marketing background. At that time, I had like two degrees, because in my hometown I finished my master in marketing. Then I moved to Dublin and I finished another master in digital marketing, because like having just like one master is not enough. I re need to be like even better. That's how crazy I was. And I was like, something is wrong, because definitely I'm missing something. And that was like in the biggest like burnout of my time. And of course, I didn't know that I'm in the burnout, but I was seeing just like, I can't do this like anymore. Like, doesn't matter of my salary, of my title, of my like Dublin life. I was thinking even just like moving to my parents again, because I was feeling that actually my mental health has been so destroyed that I can't think. I'm not enjoying in my life. I was thinking that like when my dream has been like fulfilled, I moved to Dublin, I finished my master, I got a job, I'm working with a great company, my manager is great, my team members are great. In the end, my clients are very nice. Like nobody told me something like wrong, or like definitely we have some discussions like on the SEO audits, on the SEO strategies, but like I didn't get any kind of like negative feedback about myself. But like internally, I was feeling like shit. Like, and that was a moment that then I said like, no, I just like can't live with kind of like this feeling. Doesn't matter. Like, I will go be bartender, because I was doing that like in America, just like for my summer internship. So basically, I will go to the cafes, I will work cafes, but actually, I will save my mental health, because in that moment, you are seeing how your mental health is actually the most important thing in the end of the day. It's not about salary, it's not about title, it's not about job. In the end of the day, we really need to be careful about our health, because crazy things are happening like these days. We are living in the crazy shit days. So when you touch that moment, that anything else is not important, even that was your dream, that you are seeing that actually your mental health is the most important thing, then you decide that something needs to be changed. The biggest and the most hardest thing was for me to actually take 2 weeks off. Even I had like 20 days of my PTO, but I was thinking that my company can't out me. Like I have so many things, I have so many tasks to do. I was thinking when if I'm taking 2 weeks off, when I'm back, it will be just like more tasks. I will feel like even worse and like all these things. I don't know how I made that decision in that moment because my brain was like in just like some kind of like survival mode. I took 2 weeks of my PTO, and first few days like I was just like feeling the same as in my company as my work days. But after I think 5, 6 days, I was feeling a little bit like different. I didn't know like what's different, but I was feeling definitely a little bit different. I'm sharing that story with a lot of my friends and clients. I was feeling that time as a Adi, and that is my nickname, when I was younger. And that was my first like feeling after so many years that I was feeling as I was feeling younger myself, but in a good way, like not teenager like things and like problems that we had. And I was like, oh my God, I can be like old Adi. And it was like, oh, yeah, I didn't understand like what's happening. And at that time, I was reading one book from Edgar Toll, The Power of Now. And in that book, I read the thing, you can control your thoughts, because actually there is a kind of like one thing that can control what you are thinking. And I was like, no, I'm not like bipolar person, like everything is the same, like everything is here. So basically I'm the one person who is thinking, I can't control like all these thoughts. And I was reading that paragraph like again, again, again. And then I realized, yeah, actually, like I can control my thoughts, because like, you know, we are thinking a lot of like bullshit in our thoughts. But for example, if we got a call from someone else, like we can stop these thoughts in just like seconds and have kind of like, and can observe these thoughts just like for seconds. But like it's very hard to actually be aware that we can kind of like make direction of our thoughts. And that was a moment when I realized, yeah, this can be it. This can be it. So after that, I was taking like different like mindset courses, NLP courses. I was starting with my mindset coach, and then completely change me, my brain pattern, my imposter syndrome, my way of approaching my job, my way of communicating with my friends, family, team members, manager, clients. It took some time, but basically on everyday basis, I was able to see the progress, to see like that actually that is something that impact my life in a little bit like different way. And as much as I practice, it feels like better and better. So when I'm coming back to first thought that I was sharing this story is actually when I caught my thought that actually I will not be good enough for even like this training. Now I'm able to do that just like in few seconds. And now I will share like the steps, like how we're doing this. So feel free to let me know if you have any questions. Yeah, Vlado, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Firstly, let me express my pleasure being here at your training. And I have a question for you. How can we overcome a part of our, I would say so, inherent balcony mentality that tends to believe that there is always a room for improvement and that something is not good enough? That's something what I like to know. Like,
yeah, thank you so much for that question, because that is first assumption that is Balkan mentality, and I'm from Bosnia, so basically I'm from Balkan, but that is not just like Balkan mentality, that is from all like Europe, from all the states. People are all, especially young professionals who are ambitious, who are having like a big goals for their lives, they are thinking that there is always some part that can be improved. And that's true. So that you can always strive for something like new. But the core thing here is actually that when you are, for example, working on yourself, working on new skill, working on kind of like degree, doesn't matter. The most important thing is actually when you are doing that from the core feeling that you are not good enough, that you are insufficient, that you are not adequate. Because if you are coming from the place that you are good enough, but you want to still learn more, that's completely different feeling, different results. And that is something that I also call like future of imposter syndrome. Because maybe you have noticed, for example, you have achieved a lot of achievements in the past, but when you look back, like it's not something that you are kind of like so proud of yourself. Like it's good, like you're feeling good about that, but it's not enough. You still think that there is always something that can be better. And that's the thing, because you made all these achievements from the place that you are not good enough. And doesn't matter like if it's in work, doesn't matter, like imposter syndrome is not just like in the work. You're feeling basically the same like in your relationships, in your life, in your like every aspect of your life. Maybe just like the most important kind of thing that you are thinking for the job, because like a lot of people are taking, myself as well, we are taking our jobs as like the most important thing in our life. And then when we are having imposter like for our job, then there is something that needs to be better to work on. Because when we are having imposter in relationships, it's just like easier to accuse other person for doing something wrong, and we will stop there. But now in the work, especially when you are working in like team members with the clients, you can't. You, of course, that you will accuse the client, you will accuse like team member, you will accuse your manager, you will accuse like company. But still, in the end, like you are kind of like there. Because in the families, you will say like your parents are wrong. In the relationship, you will say like your partner is doing some things wrong, and like it's not about you. Does that answer your question? Yeah, please let me know if you have any questions. You can put in the chat or just raise the hand. So I think the biggest benefit for you having being here is actually getting answers on your questions. So yeah, I'm totally open for answering as many questions as I can. So that led me to benefits of imposter syndrome, because I couldn't believe what are real benefits of imposter syndrome. And especially like in October and November last month, I was so happy about fixing that imposter syndrome even with myself, because in my company we had like few people quitting, a lot of new SEO clients, new SEO like audits, QBRs are coming, the end of year is coming, so basically we need to renew some contracts. Like clients are a little bit like nervous because of the results, because of new budget, so everything is kind of like on the extreme level for the whole year. And basically every day, even I was having like so many tasks, I was still enjoying in my job, in my life, because I'm not handling imposter syndrome at my work anymore. So being said that, like you, when you fixed your imposter syndrome, you are enjoying in your conversation with your SEO clients. You're enjoying in the doing some technical check-ins with the website. You're so kind of like excited about new SEO strategy, about some creative things that you can bring to the client. So it's completely different work than I used to work on, because it's new dimension. Like I have never work with so many like fulfillments that I'm waiting for a client call to say like, hey, I'm thinking about like new SEO strategy for 2024. Those are my thoughts. Like, can we discuss this? And now I'm so curious about asking questions. And it looks like just like conversation, like your best friend. And I was completely blown out because like just like 2 years ago when my lead left the company, I was getting like so many projects from them. Like I was working all day, I was sweating, I was just like being nervous, frustrated. I just like didn't enjoy and my job and life at all. I started smoking again, and I did some smoking like in the college years because like in that moment I didn't know like what else I can do just like to calm me down. And now, and that is actually how this idea about this fixing imposter syndrome came, because in November I was so busy, but I was still like working as normal and I was enjoying. And I said like, oh, I really need to organize training because like I really want to help people to actually feel in this way, because everybody's so busy, everybody's so stressed, everybody's so frustrated. Everybody is just like looking for new jobs because they are thinking if they are finding a new job, that all these stressful situations will stop. And I had that feeling the same because, like, in my first year of a new company, basically, I was still applying for new jobs because, firstly, I was so afraid that I will be fired. So let's have like another opportunity. Secondly, I was thinking maybe I will find another company that will have like less stressful situations and that I will feel better. Of course, that is not something that happened, because you could notice that you're feeling the same in this company as you felt like in the previous company, as you felt maybe on the college. So basically it's just like the circle, because what we didn't do in the past is actually we didn't fix our imposter syndrome. And before I moved to actually like these steps, like how I was handling like this imposter syndrome, I just want to make clear where this imposter syndrome came from in the first place. Because we are thinking that imposter syndrome is coming from our work, from our professional orientation. But it's not true, because that is just kind of like result, the consequence. We got our imposter syndrome, our feeling that we are not good enough in early days of our lives, in our childhood, with one of our parent who was very strict. For example, I got that from my mom because in the past, whatever I did, it wasn't good enough for her. She always comparing me with my older brother. She always comparing me with like her friends' daughters, like, oh, you should look like this. You should have like dresses. You should have like heels. And then like even like those things you think like it's not important, because if my mom is saying me like, hey, you should wear a dress, you are not like as other girls, you're thinking that it's kind of like good, like because like she's kind of like motivating you. But it's not, because as a young child you are getting a feedback from older person, from the person who is like the most important for you, that actually something is wrong with you, because they are like you are not like others. So it doesn't matter if it's just like wearing a dress, doing some things in the way she wants, comparing you to older or like even younger brother, sister, co comparing you to the others, to the world. Like, and I'm putting just like few examples, like the most common examples, but definitely you got that feeling from the past, from some trauma that you happened. And like, because in the past, we didn't have like all our parents and environment that just like encouraging you, like, yeah, just go ahead, just try, make a mistake, fail. Like, you didn't get like so many supportive things that you can do, like, whatever you want. All these you did some, and definitely like when you joined the school or college, then we get grades. And grades are the biggest kind of like comparison to yourself. If you're having like a grade A or like five, then you're a good one. Then the next day you're getting like C, D, or like a one, depending on the systems, then you're not good enough. And then you're completely grading yourself around some external factors, around some what people are saying about you. If you don't get any kind of good feedback, that you're not good enough. And then constantly, because this period is just happening around like 20 plus years, that you're constantly being compared, getting some grades. Somebody's like comparing you to like how did you choose your college? How did you choose your apartment? Like how you dress yourself? You're constantly being like getting like these kinds of feedback. And of course, then once you finish the college, once you're starting your job, doesn't matter, business, of course that you are having like these feelings and thoughts that you're not good enough. Of course that there are some people that are not having these thoughts because they have grew up in totally different environment, and definitely they are not in this school, so they don't have like this problem, but they're having some additional issues. They're handling some additional problems. So everybody has some their own unique challenges. So if it's not imposter syndrome, then something is different. I think I'm grateful that at least I had imposter syndrome because maybe I couldn't handle some additional issues. So that's the thing. So basically, now we are coming like how I fix this, like these actionable steps. And that is something that I have learned from my mindset coach. One of the also coaches is Byron Katie. So this approach is also modified from Byron Katie's work, because when you are having these thoughts, when your feelings, the first thing, and I'm starting with these kinds of steps, the first and the hardest thing is actually to identify that your feeling, why you are not feeling good, why you're feeling bad, is actually imposter syndrome. And once you are identifying, like maybe you are having a challenging client, maybe you are having a challenging call, or maybe you are thinking that you need to work on yourself even more, to identify that this is a thought of imposter syndrome, or that this is a thought, because for in the most of cases, we are feeling bad, but we are not aware that actually that feeling has been caused by one or like more thoughts that are happening here. And once you are just like identified, basically, you can say like loud, okay, I'm feeling bad because of my thought that I'm not good enough, because of my thought that I don't know how I will do this, because of my thought that I will know how to handle this client, that I don't know how I will do this, I don't know, task, any task. That's the first thought, the first step. The second step is actually to check your thoughts. Because if you are saying, I don't know how to do SEO audit, and basically you are doing that SEO audit and you are constantly saying, oh, I don't know how to do this, I'm not good enough, I'm like stressed, I'm frustrated. You are just having like all these consequences, but you didn't analyze that initial thought that causing you all the rest. And in most of cases, when you really check the accuracy of that thought, you are finding that thought as wrong, as not 100% accurate. For example, I don't know how to do this SEO audit or like any technical skills or like any professional skills. I don't know, learning a new language. I don't know how to do this. Just like let's stop and check, is this something that you truly don't know? that you're truly bad at it. Because the first, and here you have like various questions that you can actually ask yourself. I will share what I'm asking myself. Okay, so first question is actually, is this true? And of course, that like my first answer will be, of course, I'm true. It is true because I'm feeling in this way. As you can see, like I'm so stressed. I don't know how to do this SEO audit. And of course, it's true. But just allow yourself, as you would do with your best friend, with your brother, with your sister, with your kid, with your, I don't know. If someone is telling the same that you are telling to yourself, would you allow just like a few seconds of real thinking? Is this like 100% true? Is 100% true that you don't know how to do SEO audit? That you don't know how to learn a new language? Is it like completely 100% true? Because in the most of cases, we are really finding that like it's not 100% true. We know something. And let's start from that something. Because if we are just saying and complaining, like, hey, I don't know how to learn new language, I'm not good enough for this one, I'm not good enough for this one, I'm having like negative calls, I'm having like all these challenges. Like, is this like 100% accurate what you are thinking? Because you really need to be careful what you are thinking, because it causing like so much stress for you, so much frustration, like it causing you bad day, like bad life. Then you're having like all these conflicts with the rest of your family, with partners, with kids, with partner, parents, with like everybody. So you really need to be honest with yourself. And then definitely another set of questions, like, is this useful for me? Because it's not, if it's not useful for me, then we are moving to the last step. The third step is actually creating a new thought that is more accurate for yourself. Maybe you don't know some part of the SEO audits. Maybe you don't know grammar for your language or something, but what you do know. And let's start from that. Because when you are creating more useful, more accurate thought sentence for you, then you are giving yourself a power back. And then you are able to focus on your next step. For example, if you are just like having a few years of the SEO experience and you are SEO manager and saying like, I don't know how to be head of SEO. It's okay that you don't know how to be SEO head of SEO, but what you do know, because you know how to be SEO manager. Maybe you're just lacking few of the leadership's skills. And then you are creating in the third step, you are creating a sentence, creating a thought like, yes, I know how to be an SEO manager. And for head of SEO, I need more negotiating like skills, maybe more bigger, impactful communicational skills. But it's not that you don't know at all how to be head of SEO. So basically, we just like these three steps, and feel free to accommodate like these three steps in the way you do, because definitely in the first few practices, it will take some time to actually put like all this structure in your head. But just after a few weeks, you will say like in the few, like in 10 seconds, whatever negative thought is coming to you, you will be able to just like analyze, okay, which exactly thought? The second step is actually, is this really true? Is really accurate? And then the last, how I can create more useful, more empower thought for myself today, which will help me to move faster. Because if I'm just saying I'm not good enough for head of SEO, I will never be a head of SEO. And that is not something that we want. And we are missing so many opportunities because like we are thinking that we are not good enough. But actually the biggest conflict is that this thought, it's not true. And then like we are having like 10 years of the different experiences, like And we are thinking that our life is not good, that our job is not good, that our partners are not good, that kids are not good, that we are not good. But like, be just because we didn't have like 10 seconds to stop and just like analyze, is this something that I'm thinking accurate? Because in the most of cases, it's not. And then by all these things, by all these thoughts, we are creating a brain pattern, because as you can see, like in the life, in the job, a lot of things are just like the patterns. And since in the past, we have never been taught, like in the schools, in the colleges, like anywhere, how to handle these things, we are thinking that this is something impossible. But as you can see, like this is so practical, this is so possible. But due to different external factors, people are thinking that it's impossible. People are thinking that they are so busy at their jobs and lives that they don't have time to work and help themselves. So that's like completely, I don't know, like, and I was having the same. Basically, for me, it was so hard to actually just like had two weeks off, because I was thinking I'm so busy, like I can't have some time for myself because I'm so busy with my job, with clients and everything. And then when we realized that actually we don't need to work like 8, 10 hours per day to make an impact for the company, to grow our SEO career, because the biggest misconception is actually me being SEO manager and me being SEO specialist, that with the SEO manager job that I will work more. No, I'm not working more. I was working the biggest and largest amount of time when I was just like starting, and when I was being SEO specialist, because I was thinking, as much as I work, if I work like 12 hours, that will fix all my issues. My problems will disappear as hard as I work, as more as I work. And once you have that switch in mindset that actually, no, it's not true, because you have the biggest leaders, the biggest like business owners, like the biggest specialists, they're not working all day. And like in the end of the day, like, do I really want to be someone who is working all day and then like in 30 years go to retirement? Probably I have all diseases that I could collect during all these years. And like, what I will do? Even I have like a huge amount of money, like what I will do, because I will be old, I will be probably bored, and I will not have health for anything. So that was a huge mindset switch when I was actually everything I do now, I basically learned from other like mindset coaches. My story is just because of I am SEO manager and I really want to help like people that I really know, because when it's a new Google update, I know what all SEO professionals are thinking. I know how all professionals are feeling because I live the same life. And now when I'm seeing like that it's a new Google update there, it's okay, a new Google update this week, probably next will be a new one. Let's see what's new. Let's check my clients. Let's check what I can do now. But even when I'm seeing that my rankings have been dropped, my organic traffic has been dropped, it's not about me. It's not that I haven't been good enough for that. It's something else. Google makes these things just like to be more useful for users. I'm going to clients and I'm saying like, hey, remember like few months ago when I was repeating that we need to fix this? Now we have been kind of, I don't want to say like Google didn't like penalize us, but actually Google grade us and we failed that test. So let's fix that. Because what I'm seeing with my SEO clients is actually, and people who are helping with this mindset coaching things, they are thinking when organic traffic is dropping, that they are guilty of it. That client will say, like, hey, you are not good SEO specialist, I will not pay you. And when you are starting audit your website, thinking that your client will say some bad things about you, that your manager will say, like, can you imagine what kind of quality of that audit is really there? Because you are having so many difficulties to do that just because of all these thoughts. And can you imagine being like totally switch in your mindset when you are seeing, like, hey, yeah, this organic traffic like drops. Let's see what we can do to actually fix that. But just like, yeah, let's do our job, because my job is not that that I should be sweating like every day and being nervous, frustrated because company is not paying me extra if I'm like extra stressful. But people are as your professionals are thinking, if they are more stressful, if they are more frustrated, that they are better employees, because it's impossible that you're doing a great job just like being normal, that's just like enjoying in your life in a job, that you're having a fulfillment that you ask your job, because it's not normal. It's like more normal that you are just like frustrated, that you're talking like about like all this shit happening in the Google updates and the world. It's normal, like, and that's completely like my mindset switch that I'm trying to do here. Like, I'm trying to teach SEO professionals that they can reorganize all these things, because the biggest blocker here is actually people are not thinking that it's possible. And like, it's normal that you are not thinking that it's possible, because like everybody, and from your past, nobody tells you that actually there is a way to actually work on your mindset, so you can have a completely different approach when it comes to your job, and plus you can be successful. So it's all, it's yeah, like you're lying to me. So that's the thing. That's the thing. The beauty of this mindset switch is actually getting a full real fulfillment in your SEO job and life. Getting that peace when you're starting your day, when you are coming to your emails, because I was having anxiety attacks in the mornings when I'm opening my emails and I'm seeing like all these emails from my clients. Now, doesn't matter like what is in the email, I know my worth, and I know that whatever clients are saying, whatever is in that email, however the website looks like, however organic traffic is dropping, I know that I'm good enough. And definitely it's not about like fake confidence, like I'm just having like 3 years of the XU experience, so of course that I don't know as much as people with 10 years of experience. And I really won't go there, because my next step is actually being a head of SEO. But I don't want to get that head of SEO title as I got SEO manager title and still feeling that I'm not good enough. One day when I'm getting this head of SEO title, I really want to like feel that in my body and say, like, yeah, of course, I have been working very hard for this. So of course, and then like make a bigger goals like even from that. And that is completely different feeling when you are just like growing from the place that you are insufficient. So I think that is everything what I wanted to share with you. And I have some notes, but I think I have covered all. And then the next 30 minutes, however, I really want to go with your unique challenges, with your unique like thoughts, where you think that you are not good enough, some blockers that you think you have that is sabotaging you for your success in your career. Doesn't matter like what you are doing in your job. Let's just like make this practice, this 3 steps, in the practice, so you really see how easy it is. So who is going to be first? Rachel, I have you on the screen. Would you like to start?
Hi, hi everybody.
Hello, how are you
Well,
doing?
I'm good. Well, thank you first for all the like explaining all your story because I was feeling very, like I could relate. So I'm explaining first like a bit why I'm here. I came to the SEO world a bit late. I've been only doing SEO for a year. So it's kind of like you said, I feel like there's professionals with 10 years of experience. And I come here and I'm like, what can I contribute on, because they already know way more than me. So, yeah, the beginning is difficult to try to, like go and put yourself there. Because I always feel like I'm not good enough, there will always be somebody else that will get maybe like a job offer before me because they know more, all these kind of thoughts. And also, I feel like, when you have been doing SEO for a few years, you know that you cannot fix everything in a website, right? But for me, when I was starting, I was like, no, I'm gonna fix everything, so clients know that I'm good at what I do, that I know what I'm talking about. And I had this thought, if I don't fix everything, they will think I'm bad. So that's kind of my situation right now. Yeah, I always feel like I have to study more to, to be in front of other professionals. And I know that's not the solution because you cannot be. You can be improving yourself or your life, but you cannot be studying a lot and not have time, like you said, for other things in order to be the first one. That's not a way to do it. So yeah, that's basically my situation right now.
So you mentioned if I not fix all the website problems, I will be bad.
Yes.
That is a perfect example, like how we can go through these steps. And because when you're thinking, if I don't fix everything on the website, I will be bad, that's causing you a lot of stress. That's causing you a lot of like negative thoughts, feelings, self-doubts, feelings that you're not good enough. And that is a huge blocker on daily basis for you, because you can't go for a coffee shop or a run or something, do it with, something with your partner, because you constantly think, I need to learn more to be able to fix all these website issues to be good. That is in your head. And let's do this in practice. Going through these three steps, so it doesn't matter like in the future, whatever kind of thought you are having that is causing you bad feelings, just like go through these like three steps. So you said like if I not fix all website issues, I will be bad. The first step is actually the thing that I did this. I caught that thought for you. But moving forward, you will caught that thought for yourself. So that's the first thing, just like be aware of this thought. The second step is actually check the accuracy of your thought. So I'm asking you, and then you will ask yourself in the future, is this true?
No.
Say, yeah, you can say like even yes, you can say like even yes, just like please. Give answers as you would do that you are alone.
It's like I know it's not true, but it's difficult to, get out of that thought.
Okay, and that's very good that you have noticed. I know that it's not true, but I don't have like anything else. And the missing part is actually that you didn't create another useful thought instead of that one. Because once you will identify and create more useful thought, then you will be like then more calm because the stress is coming down. Because it's no like I don't know like this. Let's go with what I don't with what I know. And you are moving forward with the new sentence. So can you create as a third step? Can you create like more useful and more accurate thought that is for your unique case? For example, if we are just having this feeling like this example, I need to fix everything to not to be bad. Kind of what will be like more accurate?
Maybe if I go more like into specific thing would be I have to learn how to fix the essential and then don't worry about getting everything done as long as the client is happy because he's seeing results.
Yeah, and how does it feel that this sentence in comparison to the first sentence?
Feel like I don't have that much pressure.
Yeah, and of course, when you take that pressure off, you are able to learn. You are able to even like fix all these things on the website because that is the thing. We are putting pressure on ourselves, and that pressure and most of other thoughts are sabotaging us on daily basis to actually progress with our goals, to achieve what we really truly want. Because we didn't train our brain to think in a new way, to have that mindset switch. Do you have any examples from your work?
Like in a specific situation, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
In general. Well, yeah, I'm working on a project right now, and like the client had to redo all her website, even like for UX purposes, it was really bad. And at some point I felt very overwhelmed because I felt like if I didn't fix everything, we couldn't go like forward. But then it only took a few, steps, like I don't know, indexing or changing some titles to start seeing some results. And I do see that I don't need to fix everything in order, to see those results. But yeah, as you say, it's difficult to to change that mentality,
But actually, it's
even if you're
easy.
seeing it.
Actually, it's easy. And also, thinking that it's difficult, that is also kind of like false belief. Because like, if we just like did in few minutes, just like one thought. So it was it difficult?
No.
Yeah, because we are trying to think. And that is kind of like false belief that whatever we need to change, that it will be difficult. The change will be difficult because that is just like wrong brain pattern that we didn't check, we didn't analyze. Another thing that you mentioned also during your conversation, you mentioned I joined SEO late.
Yeah.
What is late?
Well, lately I didn't start my career in SEO. I come from translation, for example. So I wanted to do this career change, and then I got into SEO, and everybody I know, as I said, already knows a lot, already have everything established in their career. And I have that feeling like it's gonna take me forever to get where they are, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
that kind of gets me back a bit.
Would you like to question that thought that it will take forever?
I know it won't, but I know how to change that, perspective or
Let's go. Well, we have structure now.
okay, so change the thought for something more
Be aware. Now, I'm helping you to be aware of these thoughts that are kind of like sabotaging you. So that That's the first step, like be aware of your thought. The
Okay.
second is check the accuracy.
If
And
it's true.
as you can see, like it going fast, like basically you are on the third step at just like in seconds, like let's create like more useful thought for yourself.
I don't know, maybe I would say it won't take me forever. That's a bit a stretch. I think maybe it will depend on how much I how you say, how much I focus on my projects and I learn from them, you know, from experience. Because I feel like sometimes, yes, maybe if you have 10 years in SEO, you know more, but I think you learn the most with experience, right? You can be studying for 10 years, but if you haven't immersed yourself in some project in real life, let's say, you won't learn. So I would go maybe that way. Like if I have more experience, if I get my hands onto more projects, you know, and I learn different approaches, maybe I can get to the point that where they at. And I don't need 10 years to get there.
Yeah, because definitely you will not need 10 years to be on their level. And that is also a misconception about just like being confident in the SEO about imposter syndrome, that people with the 10 years of experience, first that they know more. And what's interesting part here, because SEO 10 years ago hasn't been like SEO this year and last year. So it was, firstly, it was much easier. And definitely it was like more a narrowing down. Like it was about like some technical things. It was just about some keywords, but it hasn't been so comprehensive as this year, as I would say like last 3 to 4 or 5 years. And then like you are reducing. So I will be on that level that they are having like 10 years, maybe in the 5 years. Because like you don't need like 10 years, because like their first 5 years like hasn't been like much going on besides like just like few core Google updates. So at least like in 5 years, like that's totally okay with me. Like in 5 years, like I will be SEO expert, because like you really need some time, you need some experience. But let's make that journey like more enjoyable, because the last thing that you want to achieve is actually in the 5 years, having this all this experience, having expertise, and be frustrated, be nervous, be unsatisfied, unfulfilled, and all these things. So you will pick up all this knowledge, because definitely we are learning every day, like new technical things, new video, new blah blah blah. But like let's make this journey like more enjoyable, more fulfillment. So once you get that achievement that you're feeling really proud of yourself, having that peace, because it's just the way it is. Like you can't just like wake up tomorrow and like have 5 years of experience in the SEO, and like it's not possible. But like we really need to be careful about what we really want. Because like what kind of life these people with the 10 years of SEO experience that they are having? Because I have a client who has like 10 years of experience, and she is comparing herself firstly with the people who are like 10 years of experience in the SEO. She's not feeling good enough about herself. So basically she's having the same challenges as my clients, for example, with the 2 or 3 years of experience. Yes, you. Because like what is common for all of SEO professionals, like for me in the past, we didn't do anything about our mindset. And of course that we are feeling in the same way how we felt like a few years ago. We will, if we are not going to change anything about ourselves, you will feel the same in the 5 years, just with the 5 years of experience. And you will know more technical things. You will know like all these like expertise things, but you will feel the same. And that the difference is in the feeling.
And I think when the more years of expertise you have, the more pressure you have, because you know clients or people think that you have to know everything or know more than, you know, when you had only 1 year. So yeah, I feel like it goes worse, you know, if you don't fix it.
If you don't, yeah, that's so true. If you don't fix it, it's getting worse, because definitely, for example, head of SEO is handling bigger problems than just like SEO specialist having handling like some technical things on the website, because that's the thing. And the bigger issue here is actually you will miss so many opportunities for growth, for career paths, because you will feel that you are not good enough. So that's the cost of you not working on your mindset. Another thing that you said, pressure. We are thinking that with the bigger career paths, people are having more pressure. And that's true for one group of people, definitely. But also it can be different. It can be different because, for example, my biggest pressure was me being SEO specialist, because even now I'm having like my SEO team, I'm having like bigger responsibilities, I'm having like even bigger clients. Everything is like bigger, but actually the pressure is not. Because when you have that mindset switch that you don't need to have bigger pressure when you are growing to the corporate ladder, then you are seeing your job just like, yeah, it's job. Another thing here with the job is actually that a lot of people are identifying themselves as the job they are doing. And I will explain this a little bit like more. For example, if you are being promoted in your job, you are identifying your personality as someone who is growing fast, like everything is good. And then when, for example, you are not promoting for 1 or 2 years, then you are perceiving yourself that something is wrong because you are not growing as you used to it. And then you're feeling bad, even you have some achievements, but your brain is just thinking in the same pattern. Oh, I really need to grow fast if I want to achieve something. And just imagine yourself being promoted to head of SEO like in next year. Can you imagine the level of stress and frustration and pressure you have? So growing fast is not something, if you are not fixing all these your insecurities during the way, it's not something that it's good, because you will get the job. And like what will happen? Like in 5 days, you will quit. You will not be fired. You will quit because you will realize that that is not something that you want. But like we are so busy with our lives, kind of like with our lives, with our jobs, with our tasks, that we are not thinking in this way. And that is something that busy times are so serious, because when you are thinking that you don't have time to work on yourself, that actually working with your mindset coach will take more time, that will take something from your job, then you are just like continue to be in that crazy world, not thinking clearly with all these brain patterns, and you are making more problems to yourself. So it's just it's crazy how we are crazy, but it's just the way we are. All right. So thank you, Rachel. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, Raquel. It's a bit difficult.
Oh, Raquel. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, sure. Do we have any questions? Any challenges? Actually, you will see, like, these three steps, you can apply to any your SEO challenge, thoughts, self-doubt thoughts. It's just like, it's the practice of your brain to actually whatever challenge in your personal life, in your relationship, like family life, doesn't matter, just like apply. And then You will see it goes very fast, actually. Even you're thinking, oh, I need to think now like 20 seconds or like 1 minute, like how I will do all these things. But it's just like, as we can see, just like for one training, we were able to straightly go to the third step, and just like I need more time to actually create a new thought, and then like I'm moving forward. So whenever you are having like stressful day or anything like that, stop for a second, catch the thought that you are that you are feeling bad because of it, check the accuracy, and create a new useful thought that is more empowering, more power, that are bringing more power to you, so you can actually make that impact in your job life, doesn't matter where. All right. So thank you so much for joining. I'm very happy that we did this. I will send all recordings to people who joined this call and as well for people who didn't. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions or if you are interested to working with you. You can find me on LinkedIn and yeah, let's chat so we can see how my coaching program can help you. So that's it for today. Have a great weekend.